Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 18, Moksha Sannyasa Yoga, Yoga of Liberation through Renunciation, Renunciation of Actions. And therefore, up till now we have discussed the nature of actions, nature of actors, that is you and I, and the nature of knowledge. Knowledge that propels my desires, and my desires prompts me to act, and I go and act in this world outside. So we have analyzed how we function in this world. We came to the conclusion that depending on the texture of my mind and intellect, whether it is sattvic, rajasic or tamasic, that's dependent on my tendencies. If my tendencies are sattvic, I will have sattvic desires and I will do sattvic actions. If it is rajasic, the same, and the tamasic appropriately. So my tendencies are driving my actions, and these actions become reactions from the world, and I react to that and becomes my actions. This cycle continues as long as I have the sense of doership. And then bhoktritva bhava, which is the sense of enjoyership. I am the doer and I'm enjoyer. And therefore we have analyzed in detail what is the nature of the action, what is the nature of the actor, what is the nature of the knowledge. So the prescription we have seen in the last verse we had been discussing says, sahajam karma kaunteya. Do the actions which comes naturally to you. Because after analyzing all these actions, we get confused. Maybe the only sattvic actions should be done. I should give up all the rajasic and tamasic actions. But that's not possible for any one of us, because what we don't have control over is our tendencies. Because the tendencies came from my past experiences. I do not have any control over my past. I have control over my present, and I don't have any control over my future, but my present actions can determine what my future can be. I don't have control of the past. I can control the present to control my future. So therefore Bhagavan says, after knowing all this, that the actions and actors can be sattvic, rajasic and tamasic, and their consequences, the results of those actions. So what am I supposed to do, Bhagavan? Bhagavan said, sahajam karma kaunteya. You do the actions which come naturally to you at this time. Because you have these accumulated vasanas and tendencies, which you cannot get rid of them overnight. Or just because I read Bhagavad Gita for half an hour in the morning. So Bhagavan said, do the actions which come naturally to you. Sahajam karma kaunteya. Not the ones which I find to be the best actions to perform in this field or in this environment, but that which comes naturally to me due to my tendencies of my mind and my intellect. Sadosham api na tyajet. Now I come to the conclusion that my desire is to do designs for buildings. But then the clients come to me, their actions may have some defects. I had clients which are tobacco companies. I have casinos as my client. And I even had a strip club as my client. In 2001, we were in downtown Book Bindery building, and there was a strip club on Brook Road, and they call us up and said, somebody recommended your name and we need your help in doing some modifications to our club because there's some code violations. So my staff, who were filled at the phone, came to Neil, this is a problem. I don't think you're going to allow it. I said, of course I'm going to allow you. Client is a form of God. Bhagwan, Gandhiji said, you know? Gandhiji said, Grahak, ito Bhagwan no, something representative. I said, our job is to fix the code violations. Okay. Go and find out what the code violations are, figure out what needs to be done, give them appropriate drawing, and make sure the code violations are mitigated. What he does is between him and his Bhagwan. What I do is between I and my Bhagwan. My Bhagwan says, your job as an architect to make sure if a client comes to you to get his building more in line with the local codes, you need to help him. Sadosam api na tyajet. Even they are with defect, should not be given up. Because imagine if all architects say, well, we are not helping any strip clubs anymore. What happens? It will be a building with full of fire violation, code violence, say dangerous for the society. So Bhagwan said, even your actions, they seem to have defects, but because they come naturally to you, should not be given up. Sarva arambhahi dosheṇa dumena agnihi avavṛtāha. All actions, arambha in this case means actions. And Swamiji clarifies, what is considered as arambha? I'm doing that because of I want to do it, to fulfill my desire. That's an arambha. Any arambha will have its own defects. Any medication will have its own side effect. Any action which is prompted by your desire will have its own side effects. So Bhagavan said, that's given, that the nature of any action. Therefore, even if you find that something you are doing out of your nature and find a fault in it, you should not give up, because every action, if you analyze, will have its own defects. Dumena agnihi avavrataha, just as every fire will have smoke. Some may have more smoke, some fire, and some may have very little. But there is smoke, because there is no combustion that we know of in our day-to-day life, which is 100% combustion. Therefore, there will be smoke. But that does not mean that you give up lighting fire when you need it. Therefore, you should continue to perform actions which comes naturally to you, even though they may have defects. Now, if I work in this world in that manner, what should I expect? The Bhagavan says, what happens is, when you are aligning your actions with your nature, that ego pressure will reduce. And all the problems we see in our life is because that egocentric actions. But something which comes naturally to me, when I do it, there will not be any ego pressure. And therefore, you will gradually become asakta buddhihi. Your intellect will become unattached. Something which will come naturally to you when you do it, there is very little ego involved in it. And therefore, you don't get attached to that. Sarvatra. Your intellect become unattached in all actions that you perform, which come naturally to you. Jitatma. Because now your intellect is not attached, it's not creating more vasanas. You know. Where we create more vasanas is, we are now getting polluted by the experience in this field. I go to the mall, and all I wanted to do is buy one thing, but while I'm there, I get affected by the environment. And I see that, and I see that. I went with a list of 10 items, I came back with 18 items, because that's how the environment affects us. If I'm consciously working in tune with my own nature, then I will be least affected by the environment. Therefore, I will have the least creation of new vasanas, and a new vasana pressure will be at minimum. So I will be jitatma, I will have the control over myself. Now, anytime we say this self is my mind and my intellect and my senses. So, jitatma vigata spruhaha, it will become without any desires. Now, this may be very difficult for us to grasp, But more and more you are functioning in line with your nature, and therefore you are going to get success in that field, you have less and less desire of doing something which is not in line with your nature. So therefore you become vigada spruhaha, without any additional desire. I'm exhausting my past vasanas, which has created my tendencies. That has put me into this field of activities. I'm exhausting my past vasanas by doing so. And therefore I'm getting least and least attached to my actions. And when I exhaust those vasanas, I'll have less and less desires, because I'm only focused on the what I like. Niskarmya siddhim paramam sannyasena adigacchati. What was my final goal? Is to renounce actions. But right now, because of my past vasanas and the vasana pressures and my tendencies, I cannot renounce them. So Bhagavan said, go ahead and act in this field which is in tune with your true nature. By doing so, you will get less and less the sense of doership and sense of enjoyership. And therefore, those actions, you will not take credit or blame for it. You will say, this is what I do and this is what I wanted to do and I did it. What came out of it was not in my hand. More and more you give up that sense of doership, actions become non-actions, because you're not taking any credit for it. If you act on behalf of your company and things go completely wrong, but you did it exactly as per your company's whatever the policies and what your job description calls for, but things went wrong, would you be totally worried about that? Not really. That's company's problem. Why did they have this wrong policy? They asked me to do this. I, as a project manager or the VP, I did that. Happens to be the wrong policies. As long as you thought that you took that decision and I was guiding the company's policy, then you are in problem. You're working on behalf of the company. What you do is strictly company's liability. You do something and something goes wrong, it's still the company's liability. Even though Bhagavan has given all these capabilities us, we take the responsibility and therefore we suffer for it. So Bhagavan said that when you reach a point, your actions become natural and therefore you're not taking the credit or blame for it, and offer everything to him who has given you this talent. So Bhagavan said, as long as you recognize that most of your ability to function in this world has come in spite of you, and that sense will give you naiskarmya siddham, that you will reach a state of actionlessness. And if you say, that's what we were trying to do in the first place, I was working towards my retirement, right? All this 401k and all this I'm putting together, why? For my retirement. Actionless state. Naiskarmya siddham paramam. He achieves the highest state of actionlessness. And therefore, sannyasena adigacchati. And therefore, he renounces all the sense of doership and enjoyership and achieves the highest state of complete bliss. And the next verse says, siddhim prapto yatha brahma tatha apnoti nibodame samase naiva kaunteya nistha gnanasya yapara. We have come full circle. We have understood who we are, how we work in this world, and we also got the prescription from Bhagavan what to do now. So now Bhagavan said, okay, now that you understood all of that, now if you follow this advice, then what will happen? Siddhim prapto yatha brahma. Tatha apnoti nibodhame. Ultimate goal was to reach the state of infiniteness, my Supreme Self, one with the Supreme Self. Why do I want to be one with the Supreme Self? Because the limited self is not giving me joy and happiness. Therefore I want to. Not I'm doing a favor to Supreme and I'm joining your party. This state is not giving me joy and happiness which I'm looking for. So I want to achieve a state which can give me joy and happiness I'm looking for. And that state, by all accounts we have seen, is the only one state, the state of the Supreme Being. So everyone is knowingly or unknowingly trying to achieve that. We are failing and then going in circles. The Bhagavan said, let me tell you, it's a very simple and a clear path. Act according to your nature. Do not do anything which is contrary to your nature, because that will complicate your life, will create more unnecessary vasanas, unnecessary desires, and then unnecessary actions. You drop all those unnecessary things, you do only the necessary things, and you will achieve what you are going to achieve. So Bhagavan said, I will tell you now, in brief, how can one, by achieving this karma siddhi, attain perfection, riches Brahman, that supreme state of knowledge? Buddhaya visuddhaya yuktaha dhruti atmanam niyamyacha. This is actually a prescription for how to meditate. We have seen that this chapter is nothing but the summary of all that we have learned in Bhagavad Gita before. The first six chapters we have seen, we elaborately discussed actions and these limited beings, which culminated into the sixth chapter, Dhyana Yoga, Yoga of Meditation. So after learning about ourselves, Bhagavan said, you should now meditate on yourself. Find out what is your true nature. This what I consider me is not me. So in sixth chapter we have talked about Dhyana Yoga, the meditation, an elaborate discussion on how to meditate. Again, this is a quick summary. Knowing how to act in this world, now I have to focus on myself. So the Bhagavan says, Buddhaya visuddhaya yuktaha dhruti atmanam niyamyacha. One with an intellect which is purified. Intellect which is attached to all the actions is impure intellect, because it is creating more vasanas. But one which is only attached to its true nature in the actions, it is not getting attached to the actions. Therefore, it is pure intellect. Therefore, it is seeing through exactly the world as it is. Dhruti atmanam. And it has this self-confidence, the firmness of the mind and firmness of the self, that this is the right path for me to get my joy and happiness. Niyamyacha. And the control over the senses. My control of the senses come from my firmness that this is the field which I should be focusing on. So there is no extra activities which are attracting me. Sabda adin visayan tektva. The sabda adin, sound, etc. Visayan, the sense objects given up. Basically indicates self-control. How to meditate? Your intellect should be unattached. Dhruti atmanam, control over the self. Control over the senses. Stopping all the sound, etc. So shama and dhamma, which we have seen, the two of the six qualities for a meditator. How to become qualified for meditation? You have to shama, the control at the mental level, and dhamma, the control at the physical level. Sabda adin visayantaktva, that's a control over the at the physical level of my environment. If I say I want to meditate, but I want to go into that home team bar and meditate, obviously that's not going to work. So I have to first choose my environment, which is not distracting me with that sabda adi visayan, sound, etc., sense objects. So I have to first practice dhamma, controlling my environment. And because I had been only acting in line with my true nature, that I'm controlling the rest of the noise in this world outside, there may be a lot of things going on. But I cannot participate in all of them. People come and say, oh, have you been to folk festival? Have you been to this festival? There may be so many festivals going on, but I need to focus on what I like. Sunday morning, so many things are going on. But since last about 30 years, the only place I am between 10 and 11:30 is in a Gita class. At that time, all other activities do not exist for me. Because that's what I want to do. Not that somebody is forcing me to do it. I want to do it. So Bhagavan said, once you are in that state, and you are practicing samayana dhamma, dhamma control over your physical environment, sama control over your mental environment. Raga dvesho vidasyacha. And therefore, you're devoid of likes and dislikes. Likes and dislikes comes because I am trying to engage myself into the field of activities which is not really my true nature. I go to parties all the time because I need to go to parties. I'm a social animal. And then what is the most common thing happens in a party? Dancing. Completely contrary to my nature. Those parties are nothing but a pure torture to me. However, I do need to go. So if I reach a state where I don't have to go to the parties, will it not be a complete freedom for me? But then I want to get invited to all the singing parties. Somebody says, Neil, if you have some time, we are getting together, we can have... Oh, of course, of course. You know, I'm available. That is in line with my nature. Now, those things, if I don't get food that day, even if there's food, I'm not going to eat anyway because I need to sing. And probably with my luck, I'll be the last person to sing anyway. So, obviously, I won't get... But I'm enjoying that thoroughly. So, when I leave that party, I'm in a good mood. No matter what happens, doesn't matter. All I was focused on the song which I was going to sing. There is no likes and dislikes. But go to this dancing party, they're all likes and dislikes. DJ was not right, the music was very loud. But the people who like dancing, they're enjoying thoroughly. Raga dvesho vidasyacha. Therefore, you will be without any likes and dislikes. Because the one simple thing you have done, you only engaged yourself into the activities which is in tune with your own nature. So we'll stop right here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukh भाग भवे ओम शांति ही शांति ही शांति ही हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम